We turn now to reaction from U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. NPR photographer David Gilkey is embedded with the 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment in Helmand Province. And David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Renee. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. And before we talk about some of the conversations you had with Marines, remind us briefly what they're doing there in Helmand.
Well, I'm in Sangin, which is sort of the northern, one of the northernmost areas that the Marines are operating in. And this, it really has been one of the most notorious danger zones in the country. And so they're continuing patrols and they're reaching out to the local population here, and business as usual.
I want to play some tape you recorded from Sergeant Liam Dwyer. He told this story about how the news of Osama bin Laden's death came through.
Well, the word got passed over the radio, and you could tell the Marines were pretty ecstatic about it. I mean, we're, if you want to call it, holding back our emotions being out on patrol there, but you could tell, you know, everybody kind of got uplifted at that point there. I wanted to pass the word to the local populace, but I didn't want to come directly out and be like, oh, did you hear Osama bin Laden was killed? I didn't want to come across as crash and harsh like that. I wanted to get their feeling for it first to see what their feeling of it was. They said, hey, you guys heard Osama bin Laden. What do you guys think of him? And they're like, oh, no, he's bad. He's bad. I'm like, well, what would you tell you? What would you say if we told you he was dead? They were like, oh, that'd be really good. I'm like, we just got word passed that he was actually killed today by American forces. And a lot of them were very, very happy to hear that.
So he's, of course, talking about the local population of Afghans being very happy to hear about the death of Osama bin Laden. Is that the same sort of reaction you're hearing from other Marines?
Yeah, the Marines were definitely, you know, taking this as sort of something that, as they put it, they hoped it was a conclusion for you know, people back home, especially the people in New York, and they also felt like it justified a lot of what they were doing over here. As questions have been raised recently about what we're doing in Afghanistan, I think they, you know, there was definitely a sense among them that they felt like, you know, this justifies the mission.
Does this news of the death of Osama bin Laden mean something for the work that the Marines are doing there in Helmand? Will it change something for them?
Well, that's the interesting part. You know, Sangin is a very, very, very dangerous place. It's riddled with IEDs. They've had threats since they've been up here of suicide bombers. Some of them, you know, actually happened last year. So as fast as the news came that this had happened, they also had to put their helmets on, literally, and go back out and patrol. So I think there's a tempered sense of a bit of relief.
David, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
NPR photographer David Gilkey is embedded with U.S. Marines in Helmand Province, Afghanistan.